With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. On Saturday, President Obama declared a federal emergency in Flint, Michigan, freeing up $5 million to help the city deal with a water contamination crisis. The city's drinking water supply was contaminated with lead, risking permanent brain damage to potentially thousands of city residents. Why? The state-appointed manager of the city tried to save money by switching water sources, from Lake Huron to the more corrosive waters of the Flint River, which damaged city pipes. Environmental engineering professor Mark Edwards of Virginia Tech is an expert in drinking water who has been investigating the case. He said the tragedy in Flint has lessons for Baltimore and other aging cities with neglected pipes and infrastructure.
If you ever cut corners on your infrastructure or protecting that infrastructure, you are destroying the very fabric of your civilization, of your society. I mean, people in Flint were afraid to take baths, and they're still afraid to this day because the water was so horrible. And this is, you know, they've lost basic sanitation.
Baltimore is struggling with its own infrastructure crisis. On January 1st, the city missed a federal deadline for repairing its leaky, overwhelmed sewer system, which continues to dump millions of gallons of raw sewage into the Inner Harbor and Chesapeake Bay. Over the last 3 years, at least 400 city homes have been flooded by sewage backups, putting residents at risk of disease. A similarity between the problems in Baltimore and Flint is that in both cases, government failed in its responsibilities to notify the public. In Baltimore, the city Department of Public Works repeatedly failed to follow state law that requires public notification when there are overflows of more than 10,000 gallons of sewage into the Jones Falls, which empties into the Inner Harbor. In Flint, officials repeatedly assured residents that it was safe to drink the tap water, even though it was discolored and loaded with lead. Edwards said the first error in Flint was that the city and state, when they switched to the cheaper but more acidic water from the Flint River, failed to follow the standards of federal drinking water law. The standards require the addition of a corrosion-inhibiting chemical, a phosphate, to prevent acidic waters from leaching metals, including lead solder, from old plumbing. This chemical was not added in Flint, Edwards said.
Basically, the water ate up the pipes, and that set in sequence a chain reaction of events that resulted in everything from rusty red water pouring out of people's taps to rampant bacteria growth because the corrosion was eating up the disinfectant in the water. It produced very high lead in the water, and it could also have very well caused a Legionnaires' disease outbreak as well.
Making the problem worse, Edwards said, Michigan environmental officials then misled the EPA by falsely claiming they had added the required chemical. And even when EPA learned about the failure, it did not intervene or notify the public, requiring a local mother to work with Edwards to test her water, find the high lead levels, and sound the alarm.
We worked in collaboration with Flint residents after we realized that the EPA and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality were completely covering this problem up.
The big picture is that the United States is spending billions of dollars overseas while neglecting its own cities like Flint and Baltimore. Meanwhile, some politicians, like the Republican governor of Michigan, Rick Snyder, relentlessly demand less government and lower taxes. The poisoning of the children of Flint by their own government is a sign that it's time for our country to change course and start investing in our own people, cities, and waters. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.
Oh, don't.